is not that, or if you are, if fear has grabbed hold of you, and all of a sudden you just feel like running away from everything and from every situation, or just giving up and quitting, we have a cornerstone, Jesus Christ, who says if you believe in him, you don't have to feel that way. You just put this promise in your head and tell your feelings to line up with the Word of God. I'm not saying you'll never have the emotion fear and you'll never have the thought to run, but I'm saying when the thought comes, you stand on the Word of God. You do the spiritual battle, do the spiritual warfare, and say, now, wait a minute. I trust in Jesus. I don't have to give way to panic. I don't have to give way to fear because my God, right? My God is going to take care of this situation regardless. Are you in the house today? Do you believe that? Amen. Amen. Well, let's praise him. We're not together. Let's start again. Let's go again. Start again. There you go. Before the day, before the night, before the world revolved around the sun, God on high stepped down into time and wrote the story of his love for everyone. He has filled our hearts with wonder, so that we always remember, you and I were made to worship, you and I are called to love, you and I are forgiven and free. When you and I embrace surrender, when you and I choose to believe, then you and I will see who we were meant to be. All we are and all we have is but a gift from God that we receive. Brought to life, we open up our eyes to see the majesty and glory of the King. He has filled our hearts with wonder, so that we always remember, you and I were made to worship, you and I are called to love, you and I are forgiven and free. When you and I embrace surrender, you and I choose to believe, then you and I will see who we were meant to be. Well, even the rocks cry out, and even the heavens shout at the sound of his holy name. So let every voice sing out, and let every knee bow down. He's worthy of all our praise. You and I were made to worship. You and I are called to love. You and I are forgiven and free. Well, even the rocks cry out, and even the heavens shout at the sound of his holy name. So let every voice sing out, and every knee bow down. He's worthy of all our praise. Come on. You and I were made to worship. You and I are called to love. You and I are forgiven and free. When you and I embrace surrender, you and I choose to believe, then you and I will see who we were meant to be. catch the words in that song. You'll only know who you were really meant to be when you surrender and you choose to believe in Jesus Christ, and then you'll begin to find out who you really are. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Come on, let's just lift up our hands. Let's just praise Him. And I want to make a real quick announcement for the children's church. Today's the last day for the contest between the boys and the girls. On, they've been bringing their change in, and they're raising it for missions. And, you know, next Sunday they're going to have their little pizza party. And the winners will be recognized next Sunday. But we're praising Him today. Amen. Go ahead, Ronnie. Come on.
Hallelujah. Water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you, none like you. Into the darkness you shine.
Come on.
Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. The darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. He's awesome in power. Our God, our God. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God, our God. If our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against? Our God is greater. God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. He's awesome in power. Our God, our God.
You know, something happened in the spirit realm when we started that song. When we started making that declaration together about our God is greater, I started seeing things falling off of people. I mean, just burdens, just chains, because you began to say with your mouth, my God's greater than all of this. My God's greater than all of this. Amen. Come on now.
Water you turned into wine. Open open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you, none like you. Into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God, our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. If our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against? You are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God, our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, he's awesome in power. Our God, our God.
God is greater. Come on, church.
Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God.
Say it one more time. Come on.
Our God is greater.
God is healer.
Awesome.
Come on.
In power.
Our God. Our God. Woo! Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes.
We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He. And together we sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory. We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He. Together we sing, and everyone sing,
everybody sing.
Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory. And it's rising up all around. It's the anthem of the Lord's renown. It's rising up all around. It's the anthem of the Lord's renown. And together we sing, and everyone sing,
everybody sing.
Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory.
Oh, sing holy. Come on now.
Holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. Holy, holy. Holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. Holy, holy. Holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. Holy, holy.
Mind. And you know, when we praise and we worship the Lord, you need to use your imagination. Because if you don't, the enemy's going to plant thoughts in there. Well, do you hear how you sound? Do you hear how that? But if you begin to set your mind on what we're singing and use your imagination. But when we were singing that the earth is filled with His glory, I saw the people in churches all over. And this morning, at about the same time or not too far off, they're giving God glory. You know, they may believe what they're saying or not, but the Bible says he establishes His word. And all over, I just kind of thought, you know, we're not the only ones worshiping Him this morning. And where two or more are gathered and agree, glory to God, the whole earth. Just imagine that, church, when we were singing, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. All over this land and the world, people worshiping God. Whew. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord, we praise You. Oh, You're so awesome this morning. And we magnify You, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God.
Holy, majesty. Your grace has found me just as I am, empty-handed but alive in your hands. We're singing majesty, majesty. Forever I am changed by your love, in the presence of your majesty.
Here I am, Lord.
Here I am. So free. Here I am, knowing that I'm free from sin, covered by the blood of the Lamb. Now I've found the greatest gift of all. Your life, the greatest sacrifice. Majesty, majesty, your grace has found me just as I am, empty-handed but alive in your hands, singing majesty, majesty.
Forever,
forever I am changed by your love, in the presence of your majesty. Here I stand, humbled by the love that you give,
forgiven
so that I can forgive. Here I stand, knowing that I'm your desire, glory and fire. Now I've found the greatest love of all is mine, since you laid down your life, the greatest sacrifice.
Come on, church, are you ready now?
Grace has found me just as I am, empty-handed but alive in your hands. Majesty, majesty, forever, forever I am changed by your love.
The love of God that changed our lives is when we realize that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. It was the love of God, and I believe I said this before, it wasn't the judgment or the condemnation. And I just have a feeling that there's somebody on your heart today, somebody, and you would. There's just so many things in their lives that need to be changed. And the Lord says the way God changed you is by loving you, and you're only going to change people by loving them. Now, did you catch me? You're only going to change people by loving them, and that's with God's love. That's, do I like what they're doing? No. Do I approve of what they're doing? But you know what? God's love tells me if I love him, then the more I love him, the more I can love those who are around me. And that love will do more in changing people's lives than any harsh words or anything or any judgment or condemnation I could ever try to throw on them. It's the love of God that changes people's lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated. We have a kind of a new song. I know some of you have heard it a lot. If you listen to Christian radio, we have a new song. Miss Sherry is going to lead. And I got saved when I was 12. And I knew I was going to go to heaven. But I did not know that I didn't have to go through my life feeling unworthy. Because you know what? I heard a minister, I was listening to a sermon the other day, and it was Andrew Womack. And if you ever heard him on the radio and everything, you know he's a no blunt person. I mean, he just tells it like it is, straight out. You know, he doesn't really show a lot of emotion. He's an excellent teacher. And he said a lady came up to him at a conference, and she had COPD and some other stuff really bad. And she came up and she said, to be prayed for. And she said, well, said I would like to ask God to heal me, but she said, but I'm just so unworthy. And you know, Andrew looked at her and he said, well, you are. Said she just about fell backwards. He said, we're all unworthy. It's not because of your worthiness that God wants to do something for you. It's because he loves you. So you just tell those feelings of unworthiness, you know, it doesn't matter. See, there you go. You got to speak to those feelings again. I think I said that again earlier this morning or something or somebody. You got to speak to those feelings and say, you know what? It doesn't matter what I'm feeling right now. I may not feel saved. I may not feel healed. I may not feel prosperous. And I may not feel worthy. But it's provided because of the love of Jesus Christ. And he said that that woman's eyes were opened. And he said when we prayed for her, she accepted the grace. Why? Because she wasn't accepting it on her own merits. She was accepting them on the fact that he died for her, and she accepted his death for her. Amen, church. This song is I Am Redeemed.
Seems like all I could see was the struggle. I was haunted by ghosts that lived in my past. So bound up in shackles of all my failures, wondering how long is this gonna last? Then you look at this prisoner and say to me, son, stop fighting a fight that's already been won. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. I'm redeemed. All my life I have been called unworthy. I was named by the voice of my shame and regret. But But when I hear you whisper, child, lift up your head, I remember, oh God, you're not done with me yet. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. I don't have to be the old man inside of me, 'cause his day is long dead and gone. Because I've got a new name, a new life, I'm not the same, and a hope that will carry me home. Shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be.
Christian, you just struggled? Well, you don't have to struggle. Come on, Sherry, do it again.
It seemed like all I could see was a struggle. I was haunted by ghosts that lived in my past. I was bound up in shackles of all my failures, wondering how long is this gonna last.
Thank you, Jesus. If you're here this morning, the Lord's speaking to you. You need prayer. You don't know whether you're redeemed or not. Well, you know that you're redeemed, but you're struggling with something. As they keep on singing this, I want you to come. If you feel like you need to come, don't go out of here carrying something that God wants to take from you today and to set you free. Drop that chain, whatever it is.
By coming you up here, look at this prisoner,
you're not saying, I'm not saying.
Say to
you're just
me,
saying, God,
son,
I want something
stop
better.
Fighting
I want it to be better.
That's already been won.
So as they continue to sing,
I am redeemed. You set me free. So I shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be. Of my shame and regret. But when I hear
lift
you
up your head, yes.
Child, lift up your head. I remember, oh God, you're not done with me yet. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. I don't have to be that old man inside of me, 'cause his day is long dead and gone. Because I've got a new name, a new life, I'm not the same, and a hope that will carry me home.
Jesus.
I am redeemed. You set me free. So I shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain.
I'm not who I used to be.
I am redeemed. You set me free. So I shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. Jesus, I'm not who I used to be. Oh God, I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. Oh, thank God, redeemed.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. We praise you and we magnify you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb that was slain. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I worship you and I praise you, Jesus. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I shake off every heavy chain, wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed.
All my life, sing it, Sherry.
All my life I have been called unworthy. Named by the voice of my shame and regret. But when I hear you whisper, child, lift up your head. I remember, oh God, you're not done with me yet.
I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be.
I am redeemed. Lord, you've set me free. So I shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain.
I'm not who I used to be.
Oh, I don't have to be the old man inside of me, 'cause his day is long dead and gone. Now I've got a new name, and it's written in the palm of his hand, and a hope that will carry me home. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain.
I'm not who I used to be. I'm not who I used to be.
Thank God
I'm not who I used to be.
I am redeemed.
You know, I remember the one time in my life that I was carrying a sense of shame. Shame is so overwhelming. It's just like a blanket being put on top of you. It wasn't because of anything I'd done. It was just some things that my family were walking through. And I was headed somewhere. And I was going into a very public place. And I knew these people. And I knew how they used to do, how they would just, they see people coming. They'd tell you everything about them before they ever got there. Everything they'd ever done wrong. All the mess and the junk in the life. And I was feeling this sense of shame. And it's so heavy. And God spoke to me and he said, you lift your head up. You're my child. And you walk where you need to walk because of what I've done for you. Don't you let any man put you under shame and condemnation. I am redeemed. Come on, Sherry.
You set me free. So I'll shake off these
chains. Shake them off, church. Shake them off.
Wipe away every dirty stain.
Shake off those chains this
morning. I'm not who I used to be.
Bible says that what we have to do is lay aside every weight and guilt and the sin that so easily beset us. Why do you think it said it so easily besets us? Because it's so easier for us to want to carry those things around. And he said when you shake them off and when you cast those things aside, your walk, your life, you're going to be filled with the joy of the Lord. Because that's what he wants you to walk in, because that's where your strength is. Hallelujah.
Seems like all I could see was a struggle. My mind was haunted by ghosts that lived in my past. So bound up in shackles of all my failures. Wondering, Jesus, how long is this gonna last? Then you look at this prisoner and say to me, son, stop fighting a fight that's already been won. I am redeemed. You set me free, so I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be, I am redeemed, I'm redeemed.
You're not redeemed because of what you've done. You're redeemed because of what he did. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You don't get the prayer list. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We're going to remember these names in prayer this morning. Lord, I lift them up before you now. I'm going to add any more that might be needed to be added. Wanda Cunningham for healing. Annie Bennett for back surgery. Norma Scott needs peace. Elbert Burton for continued healing. Dimple Buck for healing of her lungs. Jan Hadley for wisdom. Robert and Donnie Turner for salvation. Trent Hadley for a job. Sue Montgomery needs prayer. Edith Harmon, healing. Ben Coomer for healing. Corey Ferkins for healing. Patricia's mom, sisters, Danny and Herbert, and Danny and Jacody. Diana and Lakeisha and the kids. Ted, Judy, Jennifer, Colton, Case, Kim and Scotty, Michael and Chris, Randall Gibson, Sandy, and Brandy, and Josh, and Jennifer, and Jerry, and June. Hope, Linda Bennett, Tim, Jody, Sonny. Anyone that want to add a name to that? Trade microphones with me. Thank you, Jesus. She would be my fourth cousin. Anybody else? I need this microphone a little hotter and less bass in it. Thank you, Jesus. Reverently now before the Lord. Just focus on Him. Focus on Him and believe. These people that we call their names, they need something. They need an intervention of God in their lives. And we need to believe for that for them this morning. We need to believe that we're going to receive what we ask for. That God is faithful. That He is faithful to answer our prayers. Heavenly Father, every name that I read off of that list is special to You. You died for them. You made provision for them to have everything that pertains to life and godliness. And that's what we ask for. The needs and the situations, they may vary. But Your power reaches them all. You reach past unworthiness. You can reach past fear and worry. Lord, when Peter called on You that day on the lake, he called out of fear. But You went past that fear. And You lifted him up. And I thank You, Lord God, that You haven't changed. You're still the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we bless You for that. And we count You faithful. And nothing passes before You that You don't give Your utmost consideration to. And we believe that by bringing these people before You this morning, we have called them to Your attention. And we, through our faith, have opened a channel of ministry for You to be able to reach out to them. Thank You, Lord God. Thank You for being everything they need. Thank You for being everything that we need. And as we sit in Your presence, as we hear Your word, as we focus on You, let the life that's in that spring up in us. Let our hearts be filled and overflowing with Your presence and with Your power. Lord, there are many out this morning for one reason or another. Some of them are out of town. Some of them, other things are going on. But I pray, Lord God, that you touch them. Minister to them and speak to them wherever they are right now. Raise them up, Lord God. I pray that their faith won't fail. Let hope spring in all of their hearts. I pray for our leaders. I pray for our nation. I pray, Lord God, that people will start seeking you, listening to what you have to say, making decisions based upon what you have set forth. We might see this land healed. But Lord God, thank you that we live in a different kingdom. A kingdom that cannot be shaken. A kingdom that is forever. Ruled over and reigned over by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's that kingdom that we want to come, and his will that we want to be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to let the classes be dismissed. For those of you that it applies to,